Ditto's eyes grew even rounder than normal, and she turned to the dealer.
He can really do that?
Sure I can,
Hans said, keeping his gaze fixed on Bardoon.
I just did.
Actually, you can't, Gev said. That was a string bet you made.
String bet? No way!
Despite Hans' objection, Gev was right. After seeing Bardoon's reaction to his call, when he said the word fine, Han had quickly added a raise. That was a string bet. And it was cheating. And under the circumstances, he didn't care.
You're just sore because I gave you a bent beak.
Gev's eyes narrowed.
My nose has nothing to do with it. I'm enforcing the...
Then what's the deal?
Han asked, cutting her off. With the Krefts out of the room, the time had come for the inmates to take over the asylum.
What do the Krefts have on you anyway?
They pay, Gev said. They pay very well.
Yeah, right,
Han snorted. He pointed at the torture droid.
Not even a Mandalorian would do that for money. If those two big heads didn't have something on you, you wouldn't be here. What is it?
Nothing.
Gev made a point of holding Han's gaze across the table, which was how he saw her eyes light when he mentioned the Krefts. They didn't frighten her. There was something about them that she actually liked. And Han knew of only one thing that could be.
Come on. You don't believe they can really clean the nano-killers out of Mandalore's atmosphere, do you?
Han asked. Gev's expression clouded with anger, and he knew he was on the right track.
Not even Kalumai are that smart.
Bardoon's gaze snapped toward Gev so fast, his neck popped.
That is why you took this contract?
The fact that Bardoon did not ask for details suggested that he knew exactly what Han was talking about. During the Second Civil War, a group of Imperial Moffs had released a genetically targeted nano-killer on Mandalore. It was designed to kill Gev and her famous grandfather, Boba Fett, if they ever again breathed Mandalorian air. The pair had been trying for years to find a way to disable the nano-killer so they could go home. And now it appeared that Gev had turned to the Kreft brothers.
I asked, is that why you brought us here?
Bardoon demanded.
So you and the Mandalore can return home?
Gev finally turned to meet Bardoon's gaze.
What? The money isn't good enough?
For that?
Han scoffed, gesturing at Bardoon.
Even I know Mandalorians well enough to realize your crew didn't sign on to be lab rats for a couple of cross circuits like the Krefts.
Bardoon's expression flashed from deranged to hurt, prompting Gev to turn back to Han.
That's enough, Solo,
Gev said. Her finger hovered over a control button on the table.
Leave my people out of this.
Sure, if you say so. But you need to ask yourself how hard the Krefts are really trying to deliver.
He glanced over at Bardoon and gave him a conspiratorial wink.
After all, we just saw how they feel about honoring their bets.
I said!
Gev's finger stabbed down on the button, and the probe needles in Han's head unleashed a torrent of white, debilitating pain.
Enough!